K19. Jody Kelly joins us from his sports nest not far away. Hey, Jody, I got a treat for you.
Yes, sir.
My sweet niece, Addie Miners, she's the daughter of Mike Miners, Big Mike, and Angie. She is working for the University of Georgia, and she's joining us now because I know UK baseball's down there tonight. What's up, Addie?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
You are always absolutely welcome here. I always call you the assistant provost for social media. What is your actual job for Georgia?
I do content creation for athletics. So just, you know, a broad spectrum of sports down there. I help make all the social media videos that go up online. So.
And it's exciting to be around the University of Georgia, and you probably say this now and again. How about them dogs? What about them dogs?
Oh, yeah.
But when UK comes to town, there's a struggle. Jody and I were talking about this off air. So how are you going to handle this tonight, UK big BBN fan?
And it's the worst. It is the worst when Georgia plays Kentucky. I always get so much, you know, crap talk from people down there. They love to laugh at me. But, you know, I you know, like I've always said, you got to go where the paycheck comes. So I got to cheer for Georgia tonight, which just pains me. But, you know, that's where I'm working right now.
So are you going
to? That has to be pretty hard. I mean, because you can't even really. Like, you can't even really cheer because you're getting paid by one of the other by the other school.
Exactly. So I definitely have to bite my tongue some, but they've been great to me down here, and I love Georgia. I mean, I've been turned into a little bit of a dog fan, but the Cats will always have my heart.
I know that. Okay, the field's called Foley Field, and I was looking that up to see who that could be, but I'm not really sure. I mean, there's basketball people, there's poets, there's actors, there's who's Foley?
You know, I'm actually not sure of that either. I probably should know that, but I'm not sure either.
John Foley, baseball. So, you know, I'm looking at different things, but there's a thousand famous Foley people. That's going to be your assignment, dear niece, is figure out
okay.
Who this Foley person is. All right, so
I can figure that out.
All right, so the Cats are coming down there tonight, and then are you like in the stadium, or are you watching from elsewhere?
Yes, I will be in the stadium all three games. Again, they love to put me on all the Kentucky games, you know, to make me wear a Georgia shirt when the Cats are in town, which is all right.
but like,
I will be there all three games.
But like for UK football, you'd get out there and you'd make those announcements on the Jumbotron at Kroger Field, and you don't have to do anything like that in front of all these Georgia fans, right?
No, I do not. So tonight I'll be up in the press box. Working with the TV crew, and then tomorrow I will actually be shooting the game. So I'll be in the stands because of COVID. We can't be on the field anymore, but I will be videoing the game and helping with the post game social media.
And if you have some fun factoid, you probably have to text that to the announcers. So occasionally, just slide something in there and then put "Go Cats" in the middle of it and see if they'll say that.
Exactly. I'll throw some clips in there, some slide clips of some good Kentucky plays, too.
I'm Ron Burgundy. The idiot. If they put a question mark, he'll read anything.
You're right. Right. Exactly.
So try that.
And
all
go
right.
Cats.
And go Cats. That's right. Well, I hope it works out for you there and you don't, you know, nobody at Georgia gives you too hard a time and the Cats sweep them this weekend. We'll see how it works out.
We'll see. You know what? Whenever they are pretty good about when they take a loss to Kentucky, I don't hear as much chatter after the game. I just smile and wait.
I will say Georgia though, coming off a good weekend last weekend, they put the beat down on Vandy. I think it was like 25-7 combined in those three games. So a big weekend last weekend.
It was. And then our starting pitcher tomorrow, Jonathan Cannon, was named National Pitcher of the Week and SEC Pitcher of the Week. And our shortstop, Connor Tate, was named Player of the Week and SEC Player of the Week, so national and SEC. So coming off a really, really hot series last weekend. So I'm looking to see if they can carry it out this weekend.
And hey, Addie, normally when people tune in to the Terry Miners show, as you know, they don't learn a whole lot of good information. It's just all – but you can learn today that Foley Field was named after Judge Frank Foley, who was a member of the 1908 championship team. So there you go.
Awesome.
There you go. There you go.
113 years ago. That's mighty good. Are you on campus right now? Because I just want you to give a go Big Blue right now from their turf.
You know what's funny? I've got actually a Kentucky flag hanging in my room. So if they win, I might have to wave that out the window.
Go ahead and give them a cheer on the air here now.
All right. Go Big Blue, baby.
Thanks, Addie.
Thank you.
That's
you guys
sweet
enjoy
niece. Addie Miners live from Athens, Georgia. What else is up in sports?
All right, Terry. Well, Georgia and Kentucky, it is a three-game series beginning tonight. The Louisville Cardinals at Virginia Tech, in Charlottesville, Virginia, as they will both of those series get going tonight here just a little bit after 6 o'clock. The PGA Tour this week, the stop is in the HBC Heritage. That is in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Stewart Cink. His lead keeps growing as the day goes on. He's on hole number 15. He's 7 under today and 15 under for the first 2 days of this event. He has a 4-shot lead over Corey Connors, who is 11 under in the clubhouse. Cameron Smith, Colin Morikawa, both 9 under. Pretty much everybody else up on the leaderboard in the house. But again, Stewart Cink, 63 yesterday and 7 under par so far here today. Time set for the NCAA volleyball Sweet 16 round. Number 2 seed Kentucky will play Western Kentucky at 10 o'clock on Sunday. Number 11 seed Louisville will play number 6 seed Washington at 3:30 on Sunday. And all of those are in Omaha, Nebraska. And one Olympic note, Terry, the head of the Tokyo Olympics was yet again today forced to assure the world that the postponed games will not be postponed again. He keeps getting asked over and over because people keep talking about it. Their cases of COVID-19 are surging in Japan, but Seiko Hashimoto, who is the organizing committee president, said at a press conference today that they have a variety of concerns, but they are, quote, not thinking about canceling the games right now. The Olympics are set to begin on July 23rd. That's sports. News Radio 840 WHAS.